For 600 rand, please name three American states beginning with the letter M.
Maine?
Michigan?
Come on. I can't think of another one. Can you, darling?
Come on now, you've got 10 seconds. A state beginning with the letter M.
Moscow.
Springbok Radio, because it's so nice to let people know what you know.
And now Springbok Radio invites you to lean back, put your feet up, and spend the next half hour with the Bowler, Briefcase, and Brolly Brigade.
The Bed Prop of the Mystery.
Today in the General Assistance Department, we find Executive Richard Lamb striving for greater efficiency.
Mildred?
Yes, Mr. Lamb?
This NATO report, I'm afraid you'll have to make several corrections.
Why?
Well, for a start, this should read, the delegates got through a large number of points, not pints.
Well, I can't do it now, Mr. Lamb. I'm busy reading this article. It's all about having a baby.
Well, then, I... having a baby.
Yes, they're those funny little pink things that are noisy at one end and they...
Yes, I know. I know what babies are, but I didn't know... I mean, you'd better sit down, Mildred, and put your feet up. Oh, I see you are.
Oh, dear, it's not me that's having a baby, Mr. Lamb. It's me sister.
Oh, I see.
And there's some very good advice on childbirth in this month's Modern Miss.
Modern Miss?
Aye. But I only borrowed it, and I've got to give it back. So I'm going to type out the important bits in the article. It's full of useful hints for mothers-to-be.
Oh, may I see? Thank you. Yes. There's a catchy title. From Here to Maternity.
Aye. There's advice about baby clothes and baby food and...
Haddock puree and rust. Really?
These diagrams are useful, too. Look at this lot. Look. They show you how to hold safety pins in your mouth while smoking a cigarette.
Very useful. Well, you'd better get on with some office work, Mildred, before Mr. Lennox Brown arrives.
Oh, that's all right. He's not coming till later today. He says he's staying on later tonight to have a word with the cleaning lady. Says he's tired of finding the place in such a shambles.
Hello, Mrs. Bunting. You're in early tonight.
Yes. I want a word with one of my clients. That Lummox Brown in the General Assistance Department.
Oh, him.
Yes. Keeps his office in a shocking state. Golf clubs everywhere. Toast in his out tray. Usually with the jammy side down.
And you have to clear it all up, eh?
Not anymore. I'm going to have it out with him, man to man.
That's right. Give him a piece of your mind.
Oh, you're in, are you? Good. I want a word with you.
Mrs. Bunting, and I want a word with you, too. Now, you've been our charwoman for several weeks now.
Charwoman? What do you mean, charwoman? I'm an hygiene operative. And I'm here to tell you that the way you leave your office is a living scandal.
But, madam, you cannot...
Don't interrupt when a lady's talking. Look at the floor. Old papers everywhere.
They are not old papers. They're today's.
Save your breath to cool your porridge. I want this office left spicker and spanner.
Mrs. Bunting,
Get rid of them pork pies on the radiator. And don't eat them, you'll get toenail poisoning.
Yes. Well, Mrs. Bunting, I'm glad we've had this, this chat. Yes, well, I have to go now on government's business.
What? Don't make me laugh. You'll be off where Mrs. Clegg saw you yesterday afternoon. The Soho Peeper Armour.
Hmm? That, I'll have you know, was a survey for the Arts Council. I was checking the bare facts. And good day to you, madam.
You saw Mrs. Bunting last then, did you, Mr. Lennox Brown?
Yes, yes. I hope I wasn't too hard on her. She's an elderly lady, after all. You know, one tries to temper justice with mercy. Nevertheless, I think we understand each other.
Oh, I'm sure you do. She left you this note.
Oh, really? An apology, no doubt. Let's have a look at it. Yes, let's see what it says here. Please see that you leave your office in a proper and decent condition, or next time I'll fetch you one. Yours respectfully, L. Bunting, Mrs. Well, you see, Mildred, she's learnt her lesson all right. Yours respectfully. Did you remember that, eh? That's what I like to see.
I typed those Ministry of Defence costings for you, Mr. Lennox Brown, ready to be signed.
Ah, good, good, good. Yes, Sir Hector gets rather keyed up about this defence stuff. He was awfully upset when we mislaid that aircraft carrier.
Now then, Lennox Brown.
Ah, Sir Hector, what a delightful surprise. And I hope you're keeping well, and it's going to be nice having you at the helm while Sir Gregory is away. And how is your good lady?
Shut up, Lennox Brown.
Is she really? Well, perhaps for the best.
Be quiet, man.
Oh.
Now, where's Lamb?
Lamb. Yes. Oh, he's up on the ministry roof.
He's up on the ministry roof.
Yes, Sir Hector.
Well, I always try to seek after knowledge. So perhaps you tell me where he's up on the roof.
Well, he's gone to collect his socks, Sir Hector. He washes them in the men's room, you know, and then hangs them up to dry on the roof in the breeze.
I don't want to know any more. Forget I asked.
Well, as you wish. As you wish, Sir Hector.
Now then, Lennox Brown, I've brought you another job for the Ministry of Defence. A very important one, an extremely hush-hush. You'd better leave us, Miss Murfin. Oh, she has.
Yes, she has this long-standing trouble, you see.
What?
She doesn't like standing too long. Well, we're quite alone now.
Quite. Now, this file gives details of Friday's big NATO exercise. It's all here, food, clothing, transport, and equipment, and you're to check on the costings. Then, get it to NATO by tomorrow.
It shall be done, Sir Hector.
And make sure all documents retain a red star at the top. That means top secret.
Ah, yes, of course.
Will Lamb be helping you on this?
Well, I doubt it. You see, I'm not expecting him back until late afternoon. His socks usually blow away, you see, and it takes him some time to retrieve them. They fall from a great height, you understand?
No, Lennox Brown, I do not understand. I really don't.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Bunting.
Oh, hello, Mr. Lamb. Oh, you're still here, eh? Well, that's devotion to duty and no mistake. The rest of them sneaked off hours ago. But then they're not as desiccated as you are.
Thank you, Mrs. Bunting.
You're not appreciated here, you know. No more than I am. Is that Mr. Lennox Brown? He's holding you back.
Yes, I suppose he is.
Yes, well, you shouldn't let him. You've got tremendous attributes.
Have I?
Yes, and you don't want to hide them. I've got a little nephew, you know. Cedric, his name is.
Really?
I'd like him to grow up like you. An executive of the jet age.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, he's very clever, you know, his little Cedric. And I suppose you were, too.
Well, my headmaster said they couldn't teach me anything.
I can believe that. Loves drawing, Cedric does. Scribble all day, he will. And he's good with his hands. Here, look at this clutter on Mr. Lummox Brown's desk. Hmm? I could be here all night at this rate, you know.
Well, let me give you a hand, Mrs. Bunting.
Oh, would you? Oh, you're so kind. See, I don't know what's important and what's supercilious.
Well, all these papers can be thrown away. Or perhaps they'd be useful for Cedric to draw on. Yes, of course, they're only written on one side.
Oh, well, that's a good idea, yes. He could scribble on the back, couldn't he?
Yes.
Oh, thanks, I'll take them home with me.
And look here, they've all got little red stars on the top. Well, he could peel them off and stick them on his wall, couldn't he?
Yes, oh, he'll like that, Mr. Lamb. You know, it's things like this that show what sort of man you are.
Well, think nothing of it, Mrs. Bunting. I'll keep an eye open for any more waste paper. We get quite a lot in this office.
Lovely day for the NATO exercise number two.
Yes.
Yes, you sent off that stuff I costed.
Oh, yes. I saw the folder on Mildred's desk and dispatched it by special messenger.
Good.
Oh, blimey, somebody's pinched me article.
What article?
That baby care article I typed for my sister. It was in a blue folder on my desk, and it's disappeared.
In a blue folder? But I sent that to NATO headquarters. I thought it was the plans for today.
You what?
Number two. They were expecting orders for an exercise, and you sent them instructions on baby care?
You stupid, incompetent fools. You half-witted, half-baked nincompoops. You blundering idiots.
Please don't try to spare our feelings, Sir Hector.
You brainless lunatics. Commando units in paper nappies. It's like a nightmare.
Oh, no, Sir Hector. It really happened.
Be quiet, lamb, or I'll throttle you. You do realize, don't you, that one of our kilted Highland regiments had to lie on their backs with their feet in the air while their sergeant gave them some quite incredible instructions.
Well, we all make mistakes, Sir Hector.
Mistakes? By thunder, I'd have set you both on the spot, but for one thing.
We're established staff?
No, that wouldn't save you this time, lamb. I could get you for high treason. No, there's a puzzling aspect to this disaster, and you'll have to help clear it up.
Well, we're always ready to assist, Sir Hector. Just tell us what to do.
Don't tempt me, Lennox Brown. The problem is this. According to past idiocies, when you've mixed up papers in your care, Miss Murfin's sister should now be dressing her baby in khaki battle dress and feeding it hand grenades. But no, the NATO file has simply disappeared.
Yes, so it has.
Other papers are missing as well. In short, we seem to have a security leak.
Good heavens. We shall have to take action at once. I can't have a leak in my office.
Perhaps we should call the police.
The police, lamb? Don't make me laugh. This isn't a matter for clod-hopping bobbies. It must be handled with extreme delicacy. I've alerted MI5, and they're sending their top detective, a man of such polish and subtlety, you won't even know he's an investigator.
Oh, excuse me, Sir Hector. There's a man outside with big boots carrying a pair of handcuffs.
Show him in, Miss Murfin.
Would you come this way, please?
Hello, hello, hello. What have we here? I'm Slitherswit, security investigator.
I'm Sir Hector Gunn, MBE. This is Mr. Lewis Brown and Mr. Deb.
Evening, all.
Yes, good evening.
Nice to meet you, Commander Snetherswaite, at your service.
Yes, well, as you know, Commander, several top-secret documents have recently vanished. No doubt you'll wish to question these gentlemen.
Oh, quite so, sir, yes. I'll start with Mr. Lamb. Your name, please, Mr. Lamb?
Mr. Lamb.
Thank you, sir. Have you noticed anything unusual lately?
Well, it's funny you should ask, because Tuesday was a most peculiar day. I got up at 8, only it wasn't because my watch had stopped, so I went back to bed until 10, but it wasn't, you see. It was 7 because of the watch starting again.
I see.
After that, I cycled to the office, but then I had to go back.
Why was that, sir?
I'd forgotten to bring my bicycle.
I understand, sir, yes. But it's your work that mainly concerns us. Was there anything odd during office hours?
Oh, no. I played dominoes all morning and slept in the afternoon. Everything was perfectly normal.
Well, that all sounds reasonable enough, sir. You can go for the moment, but don't leave the country without letting us know.
No, I won't, Commander. I'll just go and have a word with Mildred.
Now you, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Ask me anything you like, Commander. I have nothing to hide.
Is that so? I find that rather suspicious. Why did you grow that moustache?
Just a minute, Commander, before you pursue that line. I have to leave in a minute, you see. Shouldn't we tighten up our security to prevent any future leakage?
Well, I already have that in hand, sir. All safes will have Do Not Open painted on the door.
Oh.
And the ministry keys will no longer be left beneath the doormat.
Good thinking, Commander.
Thank you, sir. In future, the keys will hang on a string in the letterbox. Furthermore, all staff will be issued with identity cards, which must be shown on entering the building.
Splendid! After all, and above all, we must get security conscious. Look at your disc, Lennox Brown. That red folder. Isn't that the design for the new army helicopter?
Yes, that's right, Sir Hector. You'll recall they've got teething troubles. You know, the rotor blade stays still and the plane keeps spinning around. It's awfully bad.
Nevertheless, it's highly confidential. Now get it out of sight, man. Oh,
yes, all right. Yes, very well, Sir Hector. I'll put it in here. No one ever touches my drawers.
Hello, Mrs. Bunting.
Oh, my word, Mr. Lamb, you look all in.
Well, I've had an awful day hanging around outside.
Oh.
The hall porter wouldn't let me in the building. He said I wasn't like the picture on my security card.
Oh, wasn't it a good picture then?
Well, it was a very good one. One I had taken on my 21st birthday.
And he wouldn't let you in. Oh, what a shame.
Yes, I thought so. He's known me for 25 years.
Has he?
You know, I told him he had hold of the wrong end of the stick.
Oh, what happened then?
He hit me over the head with it.
Oh, poor Mr. Lamb. Anyway, you sit down and relax.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, young Cedric was ever so pleased with those papers you gave him.
Really?
Oh, the bats were lovely for drawing, just like you said. Oh, and not only that, there were lots of ideas for games set out inside.
Oh, games?
Yes. Him and his mate spent yesterday storming the co-op. Here, why haven't we got these security cards anyway? That porter made a fuss about letting me in. Wanted a cuddle first.
Hmm. Did you give him one?
Yeah, right on the nose in my handbag. But why all these obscurity precautions?
Some secret documents have disappeared, you see.
Oh.
Yes. The authorities think someone here may be selling them to the enemy.
Well, I never. Well, I wish someone would sell that Mr. Lummox Brown to the enemy. I mean, look at the state of his drawers. You can't even shut them for stuff bulging out.
Well, I dare say a lot of that can be thrown away or given to Cedric.
Oh.
Yes, of course. Well, let's see. Well, it's this red folder that's jamming it.
Yes.
Of course, look here. It's only full of old papers. Cedric could draw on these and use the folder for his school books.
Oh, well, thanks, Mr. Lamb. It'll certainly relieve the conception. You don't think Mr. Lummox Brown needs it, then?
No. He's hardly ever in these days. He's wanted for his parish council jumble sale.
Well, they won't get much of a prize for him.
No, I mean, all his time working. He's always out looking for people who have cast-off clothes.
Oh?
Your security plans aren't working, Commander. We've lost another vital file.
Right?
The design for the new British helicopter.
Oh, yeah, so I understand.
This loss of material has got to be stopped, and I'm the man to stop it. Henceforth, I shall be in charge of security here, and all secret papers will be kept in the basement strongroom. The walls and the door are solid steel, 3 foot thick.
What about the key, Sir Hector? It's not like other ministry safes, I take it. It does have a key.
It has one key only, which will be kept in my desk.
Ah.
Authorized persons may use it, but they'll have to sign the book every time.
Oh, could you hurry and open the door, Mr. Lamb? These files are blooming heavy.
Well, I'd like to have carried them for you, Mildred, but I had the key in my hand.
Oh, it's like something out of James Bond.
It's the toughest strongroom in Whitehall. Bring in the files and I'll put them on the shelf. And I'd better shut the door so no one can slip in behind us.
Well, that's clever of you to think of that, Mr. Lamb. But how do we get out again?
How do we get out again? I mean... silly me, I left the key outside.
We're locked in then, aren't we? We're trapped.
Yes. Yes, I suppose we are. Oh, but don't panic, Mildred. Someone will come to look for us.
Don't like it, Mr. Lamb. It's about time somebody came. We've been here 20 minutes.
Well, I always thought you should be locked up, number two.
It isn't funny, number one. It was getting very stuffy in here. I can't think how it happened.
Well, I should have thought that was fairly obvious. You left the key in the lock outside and then closed the door behind you like this. Sort of daft thing that you would do. You don't stop. Oh, good grief. It's happened again.
Oh, you've trapped all three of us now.
All right. Steady. Please, steady. Mildred, mistakes will happen, you know. But Sir Hector's still in his office. He'll be down to rescue us in no time. And it's your fault, number two.
Mine?
Getting me all confused like that.
Nobody's going to come, are they? They've all gone off home without noticing.
Nonsense, Mildred. I've only been gone half an hour. Sir Hector won't leave without checking the keys back in place.
But if he doesn't come soon, we'll be stifled. I'm feeling very odd.
Well, let's face it, you are very odd.
Come here,
what's going on in here, you scatterbrained nitwits? Locked yourselves in, have you?
Well, I was showing Mildred how to do it, but it banged, so we waited for Mr. Lennox Brown to do it. But then when he'd done it, he did it again, you see.
Yes. Although it's not quite as simple as all that, Sir Hector.
Oh, be quiet, both of you. It's perfectly plain what happened. Now, in future, make sure you bring the key in with you, as I have done, you see. Then if the door does happen to close, like this, you're perfectly all right.
No, sir.
What's that?
There's no keyhole on the inside.
What?
You've trapped us again.
What? You incompetent buffoons, how dare you get me to this? But everyone's left. It's Friday afternoon. They've all gone earlier.
Oh, but we're trapped here until Monday.
We're never going to make it. You realize that, don't you? We're doomed. We're all going to suffocate.
Now, Sir Hector, don't worry.
Take your hands off me, woman. Doesn't matter to you three, but you've never amounted to much. But I was heading for the top. MP, minister, even the big one. And now it's done. All my hopes, all my dreams, finished.
Oh, I think he's having a come over. He's lying on his back with his mouth open. Ooh, that's a bad sign, isn't it?
Yes, perhaps you should give him the kiss of life, number one.
No, thank you. I might fall in.
I'm going, I tell you, to that great ministry in the sky. It's all over now. This is the end for all of us.
Evening, all.
Oh, good evening, Mrs. Bunting. To think that it should finish like this. Mrs. Bunting? What the devil are you doing here?
How did you get in?
Through the back door, of course. It's never locked. I keep me bucket and brush in here, don't I?
Ah, there you are. I dropped in to tell you that I'm fully recovered from that ordeal.
Oh, jolly good, Sir Hector. You know, we were just recalling how you lay on the floor with the screaming abdabs.
What? Oh, I wasn't really frightened, of course. I was simply testing you all. Checking your reactions and so on.
Well, we have some good news for you, Sir Hector. While you were away, Commander Snetherthwaite solved the mystery of the missing papers.
Did he, by Jove?
Yes.
I knew he had a good brain. Well, what's the answer?
Well, the fact is, my colleague Lamb gave them quite unwittingly to a charlady.
To the charlie? Why?
Well, for her nephew to draw on, you see. He's very clever.
You unspeakable imbecile. Come
no, no,
here.
No, no, no. Sir Hector, please, one moment. It's all turned out for the best.
For the best? What on earth do you mean? I mean, how could it?
Well, the nephew was a very bright lad. He used that last lot of plans.
Used them?
He built the helicopter in his back garden.
Built it?
Yes, and it's better than the army's original. He ironed out their teething troubles and made it faster and lighter.
Good heavens. And did he find out why the plane turned and the blades didn't?
Yes, sir. And you'll never believe it.
Try me, Lamb.
Well, you see, the whole thing was upside down.
Yes, what? All he had to do was... Pardon me,
safe and unsound as the men from the ministry tonight were John Simpson and Roger Service. Also being filed away were Maureen Adair, Tommy Reed, and Frank Graham.
Script by Edward Taylor and John Graham, with production by Brian Squires.